This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Today, we continue our report on the group of chemical elements known as rare earth metals. These are mined from the earth and used to make technology, from mobile phones to missiles. The United States once led the world in rare earths. Today, China controls almost all production. Premier Wang Jiabao says China will not use these metals as a diplomatic weapon. But Japan says exports meant for that country have remained at Chinese ports as a result of a recent dispute. The United States stopped mining rare earths in 2002. Companies blamed environmental rules and low-priced imports from China. But now, exploration is moving forward again. Edward Cowell is president and chief executive of a company called U.S. Rare Earths. He and his partners gained rights to some land in the American West about 15 years ago. They had been interested in thorium, a radioactive element that can fuel nuclear reactors but not be processed into weapons. Mr. Cowell later found that the land also held a lot of rare earth metals, lately a subject of intense interest.
In these 2 years since we've changed the name to U.S. Rare Earths, the media attention has been unbelievable.
The company has not started mining yet. It still has to get permits and work with other businesses to put operations in place. Ed Cowell says a lot of work remains.
I would say that conservatively, the earliest that we could open the mine has to be 6 to 7 years.
Another American company is Molycorp. Jim Sims, the public affairs director, says Molycorp has already begun producing 3,000 tons of rare earths a year. That makes the United States the world's second largest producer, a distant second.
Well, Molycorp is the Western Hemisphere's only producer of rare earth products.
Molycorp says the largest reserves of rare earths outside of China are in its mine in Mountain Pass, California, and in the Mount Weld area of Australia. Jim Sims says Molycorp spends only about 10% on mining. The big cost is in chemically separating the rare earths from the minerals that carry them.
Every rare earth deposit on the planet has within it all 15 and sometimes all 17 rare earths.
He says Molycorp raised about $380 million when it sold stock to the public for the first time in July. The company aims to increase production to 20,000 tons by 2012. It says that would more than meet current levels of demand in the United States. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Jim Tedder.